6. Isn't the Bible a myth or fairy tale? How can it be true when it was written by man? No myth or fairy tale would have well-documented historical facts, places, people, and events that actually existed. Written at the moment and within that century of the events. The Bible is all centered around one man, Yeshua the Messiah. So if anyone wants to find out about the Bible, let them first explore Yeshua. As they say, you can tell the size of a ship by the wake it leaves. The larger the wake, the larger the ship. There has never been a person greater on this earth than Yeshua in terms of his impact on the world throughout the centuries, his influence on helping humanity, his definition of love, his realization on the value of life, and his determination on eternity. You may ignore one or two of these, however, even one of them is sufficiently significant to prove that he is the greatest. Flavius Josephus, a Jewish historian of the first century, also wrote about Jesus and his impact, Antiquities 18:63-64. At this time there was a wise man called Jesus, and his conduct was good, and he was known to be virtuous. Many people among the Jews and the other nations became his disciples. Pilate condemned him to be crucified and to die. But those who had become his disciples did not abandon his discipleship. They reported that he had appeared to them 3 days after his crucifixion and that he was alive. Accordingly, he was perhaps the Messiah, concerning whom the prophets have reported wonders. And the tribe of the Christians, so named after him, has not disappeared to this day. One has to pause here and ask themselves, what more would you need to convince you that the Bible is the Word of God? Archaeology and historical facts. People discovered to be true through archaeological discoveries, Roman emperors, Caesar Augustus, Tiberius, and Claudius, Roman governors, Pontius Pilate, Sergius Paulus, Gallio, Felix and Festus, local rulers, Herod the Great, Archelaus, Herod Antipas, Philip, Herod Agrippa I, Herod Agrippa II, Lysanias and Aretas IV, high priests, Annas, Joseph Caiaphas and Ananias, prominent women, Herodias, Salome, Bernice and Drusilla. And just recently archaeologists discovered the supposed bones of the chief prosecutor at that trial of Jesus, the high priest Joseph Caiaphas, inside an ossuary. Places discovered to be true, you are, location of Hittites and cities of Sodom and Gomorrah which were violently destroyed. Ancient Babylonian records describe a confusion of language, the account described in Genesis 11 verses 1 to 9. They spoke of a worldwide flood in the list of Sumerian kings on stone. Plagues in Egypt, Epura papyrus, and the resulting exodus. Reliability of copying. The copying reliability of the Old Testament was compared to the Dead Sea Scrolls, a span of over 1,100 years. There are some minor things different, like text style. The Masoretic text added vowel points, few changes in prophetic words, but the vast majority 99% plus the exact same message. As for the New Testament, there are currently more than 5,300 manuscripts, some fragments dating back to less than 100 years after Yeshua's resurrection. We have full manuscripts dating back to the 3rd to 5th century AD. This is 200 to 400 years after Christ. For perspective, there are 251 copies of the works of Julius Caesar. The earliest is 950 years after he wrote them. There are 109 copies of the historian Herodotus, the earliest from 1,400 years after he wrote them. Archaeologists have found about 1,800 manuscript copies of the works of Homer. The earliest recording of his work are a few lines on tablet 1, 100 years later, but the earliest copy of his work 800-1000 AD. There is no historical literature that even comes close to the accuracy of copying and the reliable historical facts than the Bible. The Bible is the only book that has been translated into more languages than any other. Most of the so-called great books have been translated into 5 to 10 languages, but the full Bible has been translated into more than 670 languages. The Bible was written by more than 40 writers who came from every walk of life, fishermen, kings, philosophers, tax collectors, poets, musicians, statesmen, scholars, priests, shepherds, etc., written in many different styles, songs, parables, narrative, legal, poetic, historic, romantic, biographic, autobiographic, prophetic, satiric, and allegoric. Written during the largest spectrum of circumstances and emotions, joy, war, sacrifice, famine, prosperity, conviction, persecution, yet the message stays consistent and without contradiction throughout. It has been proven time and again that the only contradiction has been found in one's understanding. The Bible has more critics than any other book ever written, yet it is the only book that silences these critics with facts. This is further evidence that God wants people to know His Word. Supernatural. Most people believe the natural events, but can't wrap their mind around the fact that God did and does miracles. They don't understand if there are no miracles, why believe? There are many supernatural events in the Bible that are recorded in other sources too. Here are a few. Creation account in Genesis 1, also in the Ebla tablet. Lord of heaven and earth, the earth was not, you created it, the light of day was not, you created it, the morning light you had not made exist. Flood destroying the world, Genesis 6-8, also found in the Sumerian Kings. The plagues God poured out on Egypt are also recorded in the Egyptian hieroglyphics called Epuer Papyrus. God's word tells us that the earth was one mass that split apart after the flood 2300 BC, 1 Chronicles 1 verse 19 dating back to 500 BC. It was only very recently that people have been able to prove that the earth was at one point one mass that split apart. God's word says that the physical world is made up of frequencies God spoke it into existence, Gen 1, Hebrews 11 verse 3 dating back to 4000 BC. Scientists have only recently proven that all physical is made up of a variation of frequency and that nothing is truly solid. Future events. The Bible contains many prophecies that have been fulfilled, and some still to come. Here's one of the macro prophecies written before they came to pass, the rise and fall of the five evil empires' kingdoms before Christ comes to reign over the earth. Daniel had been given the prophecies of the last five evil empires that God would allow to rule over His people. Why would God allow His people to be ruled by evil? Because of their rebellion against Him. Now when Daniel prophesied, Dan 2:14-45, he was in one evil empire and four had not yet come. Babylon 606 BC, Media Persia 536 BC, Dan 528, 820, 924, Greece 336 BC, Dan 821, 1020, the Roman Empire, Dan 925, and one is yet to come, Dan 2:33-45. There is more on the last empire, but if one doesn't believe what is proven, why would they believe something that is yet to come? Written by man, but inspired by God. God literally told people many times what to write, what they saw, what they feel, what to do, why they are to do what they need to do, how much He loves them, all centered on Yeshua. Besides the historical facts, the amazing impact it has had on the world, supernatural events, the fact that Yeshua Himself, the greatest man in history, acknowledged many books and prophets, how do we know the writers were inspired by God? The ultimate truth test is putting God's word into practice and seeing the results. If it isn't from God, then nothing will happen, but if it does, then don't credit coincidence, be honest and give God credit. What gives one nation more strength than another? It is not money or military might, but wisdom. Wisdom is not knowing everything, but knowing the right thing at the right time to implement it. In the Bible, there were many situations where the odds were against God's people, yet they were victorious. Why are people today running to Christian-founded countries to escape from the disaster in their own countries, like the Islamic countries, Hindi, or atheistic countries? Why do Christians outgive, outhelp any other person or religion on this planet? When the authority of the country is founded on Yeshua, then the land is blessed by God. Psalm 2 verse 12 says, "Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little." Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. So why do some reject God's message when there is so much evidence? Yeshua said, "For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them." Matt 13:14-15. Paul says that people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, 2 Timothy 3:1-5. Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead.